it. This is Thrasher Radio. We're coming to you from San Francisco, California. This is KNAR, the NAR, the only real skate radio station. We decided we'd start this radio station because of all the bullshit I hear out there about fucking Viagra and fucking hair loss and all the other fucking weight loss programs for men and bullshit. I don't care about this. I want to hear rock and roll, and this is the music that we're going to play. And I have one of my favorite guests with me, my friend Tommy Guerrero. He's been around a long time. He knows music, he knows skateboarding, and he is my first guest here today, Tommy Guerrero.
Radical. It's awesome to be here. Actually, it's quite an honor to do the first show.
Well, I'm psyched. Like I said, we're learning as we go along, and we're going to play a couple songs, and then we'll get into the usual shit. We'll shoot the shit about talking about the Bones Brigade. Did you guys ever start a band? No. Did Mike McGill ever start a band? Because back in the day in San Francisco on Broadway, there was the punker gigs on one side at the On Broadway at the MAB, and across the street was the Stone, which was like Stone Vengeance and all kinds of, you know, Metallica played there, and there was like punks against the fucking the rockers, and there was wars every fucking Friday, Saturday night. It was somebody getting worked. Anyway, my guest here today is Tommy Guerrero, and Tommy has been a fixture in San Francisco skateboarding his whole fucking life. He started skateboarding here. He'll die skateboarding here. I love this kid. Tommy, what got you into music? I mean, you were skating before music, or were you playing music before skateboarding?
No, I was skating before music, but just a few years. I started playing when I was about 12, and what really brought me in was all the skaters had bands, you know?
Right.
Like everyone had fucking bands, and it was just one of those DIY things, like, oh, we could be in a band.
Well, your brother was a virtuoso guitar player.
Yeah, he was ripping, but he was playing drums first.
He started first. He was in Revenge as a drummer?
As the drummer. Before Revenge and Jerry's Kids.
And Jerry's Kids.
Which Bryce was playing bass, and I was singing.
You were
yeah, before I picked up the guitar.
Yeah. And then after that, so then you still played music at the same time that you started skating and you turned pro and all that shit.
The reason why is because it's in me, my blood, you know, brother's blood, because of the fact that my grandfather, who grew up playing here, he's a jazz guitarist and violinist, and his wife, she was a singer of his band, and they had full-on orchestras. Then my father and his three brothers all played instruments and had bands together. They had, like, they're the Versatones, a doo-wop band, and the Versatels, and they all played the instruments.
Versatellers.
And so my father grew up in the city playing up on Fillmore at all the jazz clubs. Like, he told me he'd sat in with, like, George Benson, Jimmy Smith, shit like that.
Oh, you know,
like, but he played everything. Like, he'd play drums one night, then he'd play guitar the next.
That's amazing.
But I didn't grow up with that side of the family, so I didn't know about any of this shit till
wasn't a part of your
way
family.
Way later.
They told you about it later, and they said, hey, by the way.
Yeah. So, you know, it's in the blood. You can't escape that
shit. But nowadays I go on the road, and all the kids take guitars, their acoustics and shit on the road. Back in the day, in the PAL days, you didn't take your guitar and shit on the road.
No.
No, you didn't. You just sat there.
The least amount of shit as possible.
No, just minimalistic.
Yes.
Right, straight, that's it.
Yep.
Jump ramps over there.
You jump ramps on the fucking top of the fucking station wagon, pull it off, and go throw it, huck yourself.
The Bones Brigade, was that a big, I mean, that was obviously a huge thing. I saw the movie, and I was like, I walked out because you weren't in it as prevalent as I remember. You know, you put San Francisco on the map, like, pretty much for me, San Francisco, because we worked together at the shop. You know, that was just an interesting time in 1985. You know, Julian, we were all little kids. We were all, like, we skated at the girls' club. Shit was fucking great. I mean, things changed quite a bit. But I never saw Free Beer. But, I mean, you guys were on one of the original skate rock compilations.
Mm-hmm.
What skate rock meant to you then? I mean, it was like, I mean, like the San Jose bands, they weren't skate rockers. I mean, Corey O'Brien, no. I mean...
Well, no. It was just different, you know. Everybody's style was different. And we were all skaters, and we all had bands. And everybody grew up just... you know, with a DIY ethic, and everybody just learned themselves. Nobody was fucking going to, you know, taking piano lessons.
I went to Berkeley,
you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
I got a Steinway in my house.
So, you know, that was part of what you did. You skated and you played fucking music. And you know, Free Beer just came about after several bands when I started playing bass more, and my brother switched to guitar after drums and got a couple other people in. And it was just, you know, just friends. Fucking off.
Right, Mike.
Just like skate sessions.
It's the same thing as it was, but you move it to a different time. You weren't even old enough to get into bars and shit. I mean, you were like 14.
Yeah, not even remotely.
Right, so then you were playing bass, and one of my favorite songs, I swear, Pigs in Space. I love that song. You played without a pick, right?
Yeah, totally.
I used to love it. I was like, I... Because everybody back had, remember, everybody we knew had bands too, like Plug of Steel, and everybody was like,
yeah, everyone had bands, man.
Because there was avenues to play. It wasn't like Clear Channel, like, you know, like, we own this, you have to play this, Bill Graham wants a piece of that. No,
and you know, like you said, I was 14, 15, getting to these clubs. You're supposed to be 21, you know? And they literally one time snuck me in a kick drum case, stuffed me in there, snuck me in the back door of the MAB, popped out. They're like, what is this kid doing in here? So, yeah, man. It's shit, you know, that'll never happen again.
Of course. Well,
I want like five. You got to have like an ID chip in your fucking eyelid to get in anywhere now.
Mind chip.
You know?
When you think of skate rock, what kind of bands make you want to skate? I mean, when I think of, you know, skate rock, I think of, you know, I swear I'm old as fuck, but I mean, I still think of AC/DC and shit like that. We used to hear at Milpitas, the park was like, you heard Powerage, it was like, we're going skate the ball. This, you know, it was like, I seen this video of you today skating Milpitas, little Hawaiian shirt, getting your little fucking Hawaiian flyaway on.
That's true. I mean, that's where listening to AC/DC, that was kind of the first stuff that, you know, kind of turned me out, like, oh man, it just had that rawness to it, which was cool. It wasn't like listening to Sabbath or Zeppelin or any of that stuff, you know. It was just much more raw and powerful. And so, you know, I remember listening to the one song, She's Got the Jack or whatever, stuck in my head, and I remember skating Milpitas, and it was just like, what
the fuck is going on?
Yeah, but then, you know, after a little while, after I got turned on to the Bad Brains, that was fucking it.
No, once that hit the Ryer cassette, you were like, F-E-K,
it made you want to run your head through a fucking
wall.
Yeah.
You think you can play that? He was like, wait, they're black Rasta dudes? Like, wait. And then they came back with Living Color, and then the guy's wearing a wetsuit on stage. Yeah. Like, it's like, come on, dude, this is the economy Bad Brains? Wait, no, I've seen the real thing.
But they were the fucking diluted Bad Brains. Like, you know, like, hey, let's just water this down. It's too heavy for everyone. Let's, you know, give them something. They played Ruthie's for the first time, and I was there, and they
blew it out.
It was nuts.
They blew the roof off.
It was nuts.
Did you see them when they played at the farm? They shook the roof.
I didn't see that one.
That was the one they came back with Reignition. That was in 1987, that SST record.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. I was like, because after the RRR cassette in 1982, they came back in 87 and they had a fucking, even, you know, a more amazing record, Sacred Love, all that shit. It's like, blow out.
I seen him at the Stone, and it was just like, I seriously, we're sitting in where the dude was doing sound, and we had just bird's eye view. It was fucking amazing. And I was just like, almost brought to tears. Like, it was so heavy.
No,
he's doing backflips, playing trumpet, HR's like, wah, just fucking spazzing out. No, everyone's losing their minds.
The best front man ever. People say, to this day, they're like, there's no way he was anybody better than this. Like, dude, seriously, trust me. He could hit it, nail it, backflip on the end of the song, like,
Yep.
Da-da.
Yeah.
And it was pretty amazing.
It was. It was mind-blowing. It fucking,
straight up.
It's fucked up.
When I think about it, the things now, how music has sucked so mad, it's just like beats and fucking corned beef shit and stars. Yeah. There's no like scenes. I mean, when I lived in Boston at that time, and it was a big heavy metal. I mean, it was hardcore. It's not punk. Punk is like more of an English societal issue. Hardcore is a suburban like angst about we don't fit in. We're not like that. That's why Black Flag applied to so many people. It was more of a realistic, you know, like, hey, you know, we're not punk. I don't mean, I have a job. If I want to, I could work for my dad, sheetrock or whatever. I could, you know, get hammered, whatever. But the scenes were a lot different. Every town had a scene. You know, there was DC, there was New York, there was Boston, there was fucking the Necros out in Ohio, there was like Black Flag in LA, San Francisco Sound, Big Boys, the Dicks, you know?
Yeah.
When you said earlier that Minus One, that's the band?
Just from the Skate Rock Records that, you know, that Thrasher put out. Tune, now, it would be a huge hit because it's like a pop song, but it's fucking so great. It's just a rad song. My son loved it. Like, he knew it.
He was like, play this.
Oh, no, he just rewind.
That's what I'm saying about, yeah, like, the Green Day. They don't even give props to the Buzzcocks, but that is what it is. It's like, wait, the Buzzcocks did it better? I get it. You know what I mean?
Rancid. Stuff little fingers. I mean, come on.
Discharge? Come on. Anybody ever done that?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of... Well, I guess not.
I guess you probably weren't around back then. I guess what comes around and goes, the kids don't skate here no more. Listen, I mean, that's like skate rock. JFA, I never rated them. Did you ever rate JFA a little bit?
No, I like JFA. They're rad, you know? I never got real into them.
I never got into it myself.
But I like the guys, you know?
Yeah, they were good, solid dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they never, you know, fucked around with me. But we'd always whoop their ass if they did anyway. And then when they called out Agent Orange in the mag, they're like, "We're the best skate band. We'll take you to Sadlands." And I was like, "Come on, skate rock. You're going to contest this band against contest. We're going to rock you." And then
that would have been awesome. Like,
we're going to fucking rip, and then we're going to blow you away.
Battle of the bands, like skating is, and
another band playing that I really like for Halloween has got to be fucking Lux Interior, the Cramps. Brian Gregory and Poison Ivy is a two guitar attack. That was this song is called Garbage Man. This is one of my favorite songs. It's like, stick out your can, I'm the garbage man. He's talking about your ass. But you think about it. It was like, come on, Nick Knox, listen to the drums. Just simple. Like Robo used to play drums in Black Flag. That's it. Hi-hat, kit.
Necessities.
You don't need all the rest. Unless you're Jerry's Kids. Like the original Jerry's Kids from Boston. Those guys that, like, rototop, the fills, like, he was like,
time and place for everything.
Nowadays, you say there is. I mean, you read the shit in the magazines about bands that are popular, and you're like,
who? I don't fucking get it.
No, you don't get it, right?
You're don't.
Like, Saves the Day, another band called with five letters or five words or some shit. You're like, who are these goons with funny hairdos? And
I just have a problem where I reference shit. You know, I'm like, well, that's just, you just ripped off so and so. I mean, almost verbatim. You know, and it's hard.
Straight up. It comes all full circle, right?
And you know, I mean, it's one thing to emulate, but the straight up imitate shit where you're just like, oh, I'll just take boost this it. Riff.
Nobody will even know.
Yeah, because everyone's too young.
Yeah, it's true. And that's what I'm saying. Like, well, I love Black Flag because Greg Ginn was like one of the greatest guitar players.
Oh,
when he went off,
fucked.
When you saw that guitar, that Dan Armstrong, you're like, I don't have to piss. I'm staying right here. This is going to go off right here. And when then Kira joined the band and they did, you know, Slip It In, that play that song. That's when I'm Slip It In is like, just listen to the guitar. The work is Kira playing the bass.
Oh yeah. Hey, do you know the story about Black Flag when they first came to the city and with Rollins? So we were friends with, you know, Mugger, the roadie.
Right, Mugger.
For Black Flag.
From Nig Heist. He was in Nig Heist.
Yeah, and then he was their roadie.
Right.
So him, he came over with Chuck Dukowski and Rollins, came over to my house on 7th Avenue, and we just started jamming, in, you know, in the basement, and Rollins went and sat and talked to my mom for like 2 hours and watched TV. And my mom, after they split, she's like, oh, he's a nice guy, you know? And we just knew him from SOA. So we're like, Rollins and Black Flag?
Are you crazy,
like,
Wendell?
It's like, no. So, yeah, so later that night, we went and seen him, and he just
blew it up.
Oh, my God. It was like, oh, okay. That's all right. Sorry.
That's the guy I was watching TV with my mom just about a couple hours ago. You guys like Matlock? I love that show.
San Francisco. It's a great show. Yeah, fucking crazy.
But I mean, that's the way time goes. And then another band at that time that was one of my favorites was fucking Fear. I mean, seriously, I saw them on Saturday Night Live. It was Halloween night, 1981. They played, and it was like Beef Bologna, fucking I Don't Care About You, I Love Living in the City, fuck
Dude.
You.
We played with them at the Elite Club, which
remember,
was the fucking
Elite
Fillmore.
Club down the Fillmore. I saw them.
Was crazy. Dude, so we free beer, right? We went and bought, you know, when they came out with the generic beers, we bought cases of them.
Just said beer.
So we sharpied free above the word beer.
Right.
And Shroogie, you know, being the fucking troublemaker that he used to be, was hucking full cans of beer out into the audience. There's like 300 people there, and he's full on like pitching fucking
cans
at people. It was fucking crazy. I was like, oh, man, if we get out of here live, I'm going to be grateful. And then that night, there was a full skinhead battle.
No, remember the skins? Like, they ran SF. They were on the front page of the paper at Skinhead Hill. It's like, you come up here, Bags, Jimmy Mange, all those dudes. Like,
yeah, but then they come into the shop, and they go, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Ron left a little package for me. You guys like, here, here's like,
here you go. But they were like,
beef with them because they knew we were skaters. We ran our part of the town.
Straight.
That was at the end. And then there's also, when I talk about music, that there's always one, Jimi Hendrix is always going to be, you know, Little Wing. It's one of my favorite songs, and I could never ever say anything to say without playing that song. Little Wing is one of my, you know, it's Angel and Little Wing. Come on, he wrote those songs like fucking just drunk by the bedside, just like, by the way, I wrote this late last night.
Spanish Castle Magic. Is like that one, like crushing.
No, Killing Floor. Just like fucking dude, done.
When it comes in, it's just like, turn fucking retardville.
He was the biggest rock star in the world, and he had to wait on the bus in the South. He couldn't still. He was black, but he couldn't even go into like these places. Like he died. He died broke. Just like
yeah, he's 27, right?
27. They're all in.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I mean, it's Little Wing. This it's just beautiful. It's such a beautiful song. I mean, he could just sense the emotion and what he's doing with it. It's just taking you to another place, which is that's what music does to me.
Yes,
I'm drawn to music whenever I you know if I'd rather. I mean, I don't like commercials and shit, but I'm drawn to it. Whether I'm in a coffee shop or. I can feel it in my heart. You know, I mean, it makes me want. I want to be with that. You know, it's like it's the rhythm of your life. It's fucking real.
Yeah, fuck yeah, it's real.
Now I'm gonna go back into the skateboarding part of the show.
Skateboarding.
What do you think about how skating is now? How corned beef it is. It's just
I don't know. I'm just glad I don't have to grow up in this era.
I know. Tommy, I know you can still fucking do jump ramps and shit. That shit broke you off. You did demos in every fucking shitbag town all across around the world. Your back's like, jacked. Your knee.
Yeah.
St. Jake. We all know. Gravity's a bitch.
Yeah. Gravity's got me down, man.
But when you see it on TV, do you clown it? I mean, I laugh. No. I mean, I always look at it like Jesus Christ.
I just, you know, I tried to watch once that Street League thing, and it just was so fucking boring. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
It's like compulsory. Yeah. It's just it really sucked it out for me. Sucked out the life, and I just it's like huh. I mean, when you watch skating live, though, you know, the shit that goes down and what those cats are doing now is just incredible. The level of the technical ability and consistency, you know, when you get those guys who...
Together.
Just, yeah, it's insane.
No, it's like it's, magic.
Yeah, it's
like,
mind-blowing.
Like when you remember Mark made a kickflip, I made a kickflip. We were like, whoa, that's cool. I mean, now it's like people do kickflip, crooked grinds, nollie, heel flip, back lips and down, shit.
Yeah, like...
It's like right.
Standard issue.
In the new mag, there's a nollie backside 180 nose grind down this fucking handrail that's just like, are you kidding me? The guy did that nollie backside 180 on a fucking 12-stair handrail.
And did he do it the hard way? Like
yeah,
straight
nollie backside 180, switch like, front side half cab?
Yeah.
All the way over. Like, yeah. Buried. Like, that's, like it's like, what, are you fucking kidding me? I mean, the kids nowadays, they won't have the longevity, the careers.
No.
That the Mike Carroll went from hard flips to... From jump ramps to hard flips, that's a 20-year career, and he's still the best. But yeah. I mean, he doesn't. You know, he's like.
No, these guys have like 3 years. Some of these guys.
No, seriously, if they get, you know, they're broken ponies at 21 because they, what Figgy did in nollie frontside feeble 20-stair handrail when he was fucking 17 years old. How do you go back? I'm just gonna kickflip over here. I'll just be over here. And it's like, aren't you the guy? And he's like, I was. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but that's how it is. That's, you know, skating's fucking gnarly.
No, that's why it's concrete, dude. That ain't no fucking country club. That's like right there. See that?
Ain't no Masonite.
It doesn't hurt until you hit the flat bottom.
That's right.
I just was watching this. They had this big contest over in Africa at this diamond mine. It's just like Sun City back in the day. It's like, I'm not going to play Sun City. But the kids don't know. They're just giving away money. They have this big... There was no, like, locals in the audience. It was just all white people, like... And, you know, Alex Perlson, he was doing, like, 20-foot airs. I was like... I mean, the show is that he was... I was like, seriously, dude. Because we seen Christian in his pro his time, when it was little ramps, when he was showtime, you know? I mean, things have changed, but... They're looking for new tricks they haven't even figured out, like the tricks that, I mean, are, like, they have to look through the old videos to find, oh, that's an ice plant, what's that? Oh, you do like that? You know, it's just a whole different thing. I mean, things have changed. But, I mean, with the magazine especially, we've created such a, you know, like Nyjah doing a triple kink 5-0. That's like, come on, a fucking handrail? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can't barely walk up the stairs and hold on to that fucking rail. Sorry, son.
Your music takes you around the world. You travel around. I mean, now, like I said, we started our band as a joke, and it's taken us around the world. It's just the same situation, because when John got hurt, we decided we had to start a band just to keep us on the road, because we just wanted to keep rolling. Because it's about the energy you put out there. It's about keeping people stoked and kids seeing you and be like, wow, man, that fucking old man right there is playing the guitar. What a fucking idiot. I want to start my own band. And hopefully it'll proliferate and people will find things to do and there's more camaraderie. Skateboarding seems so much more secular now that people aren't they're not so friendly, you know. They're like, yeah, whatever, you know. It just sucks. It's a whole different. There was a time we knew everybody in the city.
Yeah,
remember? It's like, yeah. Hey, I know that dude. This dude, remember that dude? That dude sucks. Fuck that dude. No, dude.
Well, the shit's going on right now. I think with this era and this generation it's the me era. It's all about me and what I can do for me and how I can get mine. And I think that's definitely infiltrated all walks of life. And so it makes everyone way too cool, way too just. They don't have the ability to understand how to share and how to sort of reciprocate, and it's a real bummer, you know. It truly is about me and how I can get mine, and you know, that's kind of popular culture right now, and this shit sucks, and it's all that music out there just fucking perpetuates it.
Right, it's just the same shit.
Crap.
Like twerking? What? That's a word.
What?
Wait. Let me get this straight. So you rub your ass against my dick, and then
great.
Oh, that's cool. You're 14.
It's called a lap dance. Fucking, you know, it's been around since the fucking Donna Man.
I go to Mitchell
Man.
Brothers if you go over there. Wait. Like, what the get first job? It's
fucking. It's terrible.
Yeah, do you think that it's going to come back? Skating is going to. I mean, I hope it dies again. That'd be sick if it died again.
Everything dies. I don't know if it'll have the same impact because of the fact of all the public parks. We never had that shit.
No.
That's why. Didn't.
That's what Gav Newsom said. Right? He goes, what do you think, Jake? And I was like, where were you 20 years ago when we were doing it? We had Camden would have been here. Now he's drinking 40s there. It's like, come on. We had it all. It was our town. But then now it's like we had to go fucking hang out at the girls' club.
Yeah.
Fucking suck a dick there. Fucking tell those people. I mean,
yeah.
It sucks. But you know, like I said,
because once all the corporate fucks pull out because they're not making their money, you know, and someone goes, hey, this isn't really penciling out, you know, and
I'm doing the fine line.
It's going to happen.
It's going to fine line.
I mean, you know, Nike did it, right? They pulled out again, and now they're back in it. They paid a crap load of money to be validated,
right?
And it finally panned out for them, right? Because they just kept doing it and doing
all
it.
They sifted through all that shit with Chet Childress and all that shit to get Peter Hewitt and fucking Costin and Malto, and then they got that, and guess what? We win.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
It's like Gonzo and Adidas. I talked to Mark yesterday, and he's like, yeah, I'm, you know, it's Adidas, man. I'm working my shoes. It's like, Mark could give a shit about money or shoes. He doesn't give a fuck about anything. You know, he's the guy that invented handrails, and then he goes out, and he changes the world, and people are out there, you know, nose bonking their jibs up on some fucking snowboard mountain with some fucking fake picnic table. It's just, like, ridiculous to think that it started from a kid from Southgate that was emulating park skating to become, you know, street skating that just, you know, went around the back to become a whole nother fucking genre of life. You know, like, hey, I'm gonna grind that shit. You're gonna grind that? And I've seen, when you see it up close and personal, when you see scorched wheels and somebody eating some shit, you're like,
yeah,
dude, that's, you're not gonna be walking for a long time.
Yeah.
When do you think? What about, I mean, skating? I mean,
skating's not going anywhere, you know?
No, skating, I mean, ain't going
fuck
anywhere.
No,
it's never. Like, we're not letting them have it. You have to come through us to get it. And that's why we started the radio show. This thing is, because I'm telling you straight up, all you guys talking all your shit, you think that you know what's going on, and you people that have never taken a fucking real dinger or never been fucking washed or hit something or hit a rock in the rain with your groceries and dropped all the beer bottles, you're pussies. You know you are. You stand around there. You tell him, I work at Circa. He's like, yeah, well, stop by the booth. We make snowboard clothes. It's the same old shit. You know, I respect people for what they have done for skateboarding. You know, and I've seen them take hits, or I've seen them get back up off the ground and said, you know, spit blood like Cardiel, like snap his finger back on and go, okay, let's party. Now it's time. Now I'm mad.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of situation where skateboarders are always going to be those, you know, raw people. And I think that that's proliferant in music as well. That's why we have to keep the music going and keeping it going as far as skateboarding is where we're going together.
It's the same thing as music and skating, whatever. You know, you can have their circus acts, which is cool. You'll always have that. You always have the corporate aspect of it so they could sell it to the mom and pops and shit, you know, and whitewash it and make it, like, dumb it down.
Right.
And then you're always going to have the real shit. You're always going to have real music. You're always going to have real skating and anything that resonates from that as well, right? Because those are just like, that's the rock and all those ripples, right, from it.
From the stream.
You know, whether it's visual art or written art or any of that shit, people are still going to be doing fucking real shit.
But think about how skating, and then we lived through two of the greatest fucking amazing transformations with skateboarding and punk rock within our lifetime.
Yeah.
Think about, I mean, that's amazing to think about, like, for real? It's like that? And then that, too? I mean, like, Tony Alva's still alive. He changed the world. I mean, T.A. was like, I'm going to start my own fucking company.
Yeah.
T. Alva Skates was like, what?
Best fucking ads. Dude, you're just like, what? Back then?
It's
like,
just, it's crazy to think that the kids nowadays, that hopefully that they'll have the fortitude to stick with it. And like I said, it's not going to be a country club. You're living at home and you got a shoe contract and you got to go skating and you got to fucking front side flip 20 stairs. Believe me, it's going to be a long fucking ride. Buckle up.
It's gnarly. But, you know, and the one thing about skating that I think about, too, if you're really fucking, you know, you live it, it's just it. You know, it's just part of who you are. It's you know, I always think of it as like a blessing and a curse, right? Because you can't go back to fucking mainstream society.
No, you can't wait. Hey.
Oh, yo, sorry. Excuse me. Can I get the?
I'd like to try this on in yellow.
Yeah. Ooh, Fuchsia Marine Mango, my favorite. Yeah, no, it's you just can't. I mean, I can't function normally in fucking the real world.
No, without skating, without relating it to skating, and when you're sitting on a bus, you're like, wouldn't that be sick if you rode off that? And you,
the way you perceive anything.
No, everything. Just, as a skater, it's like, I know the line right here, cut this lady off. This lady fucks the straight I'm right up. Over here. I'm right over here. I got this figured out.
Yep.
That's what skating teaches you as a
skating.
No, like you better be like
the law of the fucking jungle. And when that asshole's going left with no blinker, you're like, I see where your head, you're tilting. No,
and
left,
then and then they cut you off. They stop and they think that I already read you like a book. I knew where you were gonna be.
Yeah.
But just, then you cut me off.
And then you fucked up the flow.
Then you fucked me up.
Yeah.
Right. That's
like right. People walking down the street and they, you know, they spaz out. It's like, just keep going. I know where you're going. I got it.
Believe
I got
it or
the
not,
line.
I got this.
I got six
out.
People down. You know, like
I read you like a book.
You're done. You just, you know, you can read people's body motions so quickly.
But people are so quick to judge that too. Like, oh my God, you almost killed me. It's like, if I almost killed you, it'd be an iron fist.
It would have been
like, yeah,
the elbow to the fucking bridge of the nose.
It's like they didn't catch him. Yeah. No, they didn't catch him. When they see him, they're gonna catch him. What are your top five skate bands of all time? Name top five. What if you had to choose?
Well, Bad Brains.
Of course.
For sure. Is fucking number one. You know, I always skated to them and during contests and shit, and it would make me want to fucking implode.
Right.
It's a hard one. Because, I mean, there's so many great bands.
When I listen to the oldies station, they play the Cars. The Cars ain't oldies.
Yeah.
It's like, wait,
oldies. I mean, Cars are oldies. I was just like, oh, shit.
Come on.
Like, for real?
For what? The Cars? No.
I don't know, man. It's a hard call, you know. There's too many great bands. And I just, you know, I'm like, Bad Brains, fucking shut it down.
Shut it down. No, they did it. And Minor Threat, too. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, completely. Hey, you want it? And he was like, dude, you picked up our Bible, and now you're gone.
Yeah.
You know, Minor Threat, when they blew out the microphone, everybody knew the words. It wasn't like, it was like,
did it matter?
No.
Yeah.
Ian, just like, this is it. I'm holding court. And he still maintained that same ethos today with Fugazi and all his other shit. He's still just as regular guy, like, fuck it, that's weak, that's wrong. You know, that takes balls, especially nowadays when people could sell out. Like, the Sex Pistols got back together to sell out for $10 million and Johnny Lydon's for the filthy money, mate. It's like, there's no cred there.
No.
After Johnny, you know, especially the Pistols, which were just a copy of the Dolls from Malcolm McLaren, that was another whole trip, but entirely. What's the last song we're going to end it with, Tommy? You name the song.
The last song.
Of this show. My first radio show with Tommy Guerrero.
Bad Brains, Sailing On.
We played with them, and we played with the Bad Brains in Phoenix in a round stage, the circular. It was like, come on. We played with Suicide when we were in Amsterdam last year. That was ridiculous.
That was right up front.
And
I seen Neckface, and he was talking about that. I'm like, He's like, when was the last time you played Suicidal some shit? I'm like, yeah, I seen you in Amsterdam. Bad shit opened for him. You were there because he's like, was I there? And I'm like, dude, I have photos of you fucking pyrotechnics on fucking stage. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm like, hey. Yeah, that's right.
see, when it goes by so quick nowadays, it's like, that's what I'm saying. That's why we're going to make this show so quick, because it's like.
Got to keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Always, that's what Julian told me. Just keep moving.
Next week, me and Ray Barbie, Chuck, and Matt Rod are going to Mexico to play. I've never been to Mexico City. Mexico City.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Buckle up, fucking dude. Gnar, seriously. Right? Hold on. Find one dude and hold on to him like for dear life.
Yeah.
We're leaving, right?
Right.
Make sure you do not leave without me.
Yes.
Seriously, because you get lost in that. You're like, there's a volcano. The hotel, I think. Dude, 20 million people, it's a lot of chicken time.
I don't fucking speak no Spanish.
No, it K-O-S.
Yeah.
It's time to leave.
Yeah. Vamanos, gringo.
All right, guys, I think we did it. This is our first radio show. We obviously want to answer questions or like whatever, ask me questions about covers or the mag or anything like that. I don't have a website address. Eventually, we're going to have a place where you guys can have an open forum and talk to us, and we can interact with you, because we want to have as much of your input into the radio show as we want to put into it. That's part of the deal. And thanks for being a part of it, and hope you stay tuned. Next week, I might have Jimmy Rancid down here to get real punk.
Oh, shit. I think you should do a part of it called Jakeopedia, and ask Jake like any fucking skate related anything.
Was it possible to have three? We used to carve them out of potatoes.
Well, and buy them from Wheatberry in the TL.
I'm gonna grease up before I go in there. No, and like I said, helping us out, Spencer and Jordan and Nick and the crew, the High Speed. Thanks again, Thrasher KNAR. That's our radio station. For real, this is gnarly shit. I'm not playing no fucking Rush, no Journey, no fucking Nazareth, no Blue Oyster Cult, none of that bullshit that's on Clear Channel that's all fucked like that. I'll play G.G. Allin, Vomitos. You'll see. We're gonna be trying this for a little bit. We'll see if it works. We hope you're a part of it, and thanks for listening.